You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. More than 2,500 children in five Syracuse City elementary schools are hearing and seeing messages over the next several months about healthy lifestyle habits as part of an effort to reduce childhood obesity. It's called Growing Healthy Hearts, and it comes from a collaboration between the American Heart Association and St. Joseph's Health. It was unveiled Tuesday at Seymour Dual Language Academy. About 37% of city school students are obese, and Superintendent Jaime Alicea says the program will reinforce the district's health education curriculum.
Childhood obesity is a problem not only in our city, but in our nation. Too many of our students and our families are not eating right, and quite frankly, do not really know what does it mean to eat right.
If you don't have access to healthy food, it's tough to eat a healthy diet. If you don't feel safe, it's tough to go outside for exercise. Even graduation rates can impact heart health. Studies show lower graduation rates can lead to poorer health outcomes.
So if we're trying to message to kids in school about healthy options, we want to reinforce that. When they go to the local library, they'll see the same signage. And when they go to the corner store, they'll see the same signage. So they just get these constant reinforcements of, for example, this month, we want you to focus on drinking water. Next month, we're going to focus you on a little bit of healthy activities, trying to stay more active during the wintertime. While the messaging is pretty basic, we're trying to not just reinforce it, but to make it more engaging and more fun, so that when the kids come home with something on their backpack, their parents can say, well, what's that? Where did you get that? And start the conversations at home as well.
That's Franklin Fry, Executive Director of the American Heart Association Syracuse Chapter. We also heard from School District Chief of Staff Monique Wright-Williams. Seymour students on hand for yesterday's announcement demonstrated an example of exercise by jumping rope and showing off their hula hooping skills. Any student who shows healthy behavior will receive a toy character as a reward. A monthly newsletter will also be sent home in English and Spanish. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.